This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, hour number three. Here, the segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You'll get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Their durability of materials gets tested by opening and closing doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, zero interest up to 36 months, but it ends coming up on the 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
Hello. Well,
Kathy Kolbeck, you run a thing called Salute to Service, but I want to say, I witnessed it firsthand, I want to salute you for your service, for what you put on yesterday. I was raving to Jim and Todd as soon as I came in here today. The number of people, the number of prizes, the number of money you raised for veterans, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It takes a village, and like I said, there's strength in numbers. We have a great group of people, great group of volunteers, and it was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
So you had a lot of things going on there, right? You had the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was wondering about that.
I was worried about it.
Do people come out to watch a game?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Do they?
It's a really unique fundraiser. Okay. I don't think there's anything else like it, right? Because
no.
We're watching the Packer game, right, and we're raising funds.
And doing raffles.
Yeah, and we have a room full of veterans. I mean, how amazing is that,
right,
just to be surrounded by them? And we have the 10 different veteran organizations, because we're taking advantage of having all them veterans in a room and sharing those benefits, sharing those organizations with them, because that's a big challenge right now. A lot of veterans don't know what the benefits are that they have in this county.
You're exactly. I was
awesome.
With Joe Olick. Joe was sitting there.
Yeah.
He was open for business, but two of our good guys, Cody Krepline, who's got his great service there now, said he went through, I would say, 55,000 pounds of beef or something this year, this sloppy dog barbecue.
Yeah, right.
And well, by the way, his dog, you should bring Milton around here.
Was that Cody with the DC Farms for Vets?
Yes.
With his dog, yes.
Well,
awesome.
There's two. Cody was right next to him.
Okay.
The guy who does the barbecue is
Vanden Plus.
He's got his dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Jake. Yeah, Jake.
That's right.
So Jake actually, DC. So another cool thing about the event, there's just so many cool things that it happens. So we have such a short period of time, right? But the proceeds are going to DC Farms for Vets.
Great.
And Veterans First, Gail and Kim, Veterans First,
the
Tiny Homes. Yes.
Awesome.
So that's awesome that, we announced that, we did it different this year. We announced the two recipients at the end of the event, and then we're going to be announcing the success and the amount of those proceeds as soon as we wrap up everything. We still have some stuff coming
in. You pay the bills.
And we still have some bills to pay, right?
It's awesome. I still, you know what I really want to do? I want to go up to his goat fry.
It's on Saturday.
This
I'm
going
to be there. Oh, yeah. It's
a
Halloween costume party, and they're roasting Mango.
The goat is
the
name?
The goat's name's Mango.
Oh, so is he still alive?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. He got injured, so that's why they have to slaughter him, I guess. So
okay.
I'm sure he's probably getting
basted
with all the herbs they grow there or
something.
Yeah, it sounds
phenomenal.
It's going to be awesome.
What a great thing they do up there, though.
Yeah.
And, you talk about one of the veteran plots, the Victory Gardens. They've got the person for that, but they want that person then to pay it forward, where they'll teach them everything they need to know, but then they have to get somebody and move it on that.
It's more than just the Victory Gardens. It's butchering. It's
amazing
they do teaching people to not live off the land, but to how be.
I would like to see that, but I don't have a clue as to what part of a cow is good that you would eat.
Goat?
No, when he does they're going to do a thing for a cow, too.
Oh, gotcha.
They're going to butcher it and show everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It is.
Wow. You know, it's so it much is. More than providing food, and which is awesome.
Exactly.
But the therapeutic,
no question.
You know, that they're providing for veterans.
Yep.
I mean, Jake said he had a veteran up there that he spent a month, 30 days inpatient. And after he came up to Jake's and spent the weekend there, he said that was more for him at the farm for a whole weekend than he got out of being inpatient for 30 days. So they're doing great things out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the Salute to Veteran service that you put on was a big fundraiser at Stadium View, and just so many people. And there were, what I liked about it was the booths that were there to get information. I mean, it's you got to drive everywhere to get this information, you know, and it's nice if you can go to an event and
it's all right there.
Booth to booth.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we're trying to do that in other industries too. I think there's actually some people that may have some really financial needs, and there's more out here than people take resources for, from food to finance to housing. And
yes,
that it's just important. So thanks for doing that. I think that communication is, you don't get the attention, you don't get the recognition you deserve for connecting people with the resources. And this whole community needs to do that.
Yes, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, so any veteran that came in that room yesterday,
right,
doesn't matter what they
are looking for,
information,
yeah,
they were there.
If they got one, if one person got one thing out of that, we've you know, completed what we were what we're trying to do, you know.
Where does your passion come from?
Well, I have a lot of family members that are veterans, and it really touched my heart about 10 years ago. Remember when I used to work with Jackie Georgia at Waterstone?
Absolutely.
She was a lot into veterans and helping veterans. And she got me started with the Vets for Vets group at the college. And one of the girls there, young lady, she just came back from Afghanistan. And when she left, her daughter was 9. And when she came back, her daughter was 9 months. And when she left, the daughter was 2. So she left, her daughter was 9 months. She came back, her daughter was 2. She was having such a hard time getting back into just civilian life,
sure,
right? But then a mom role.
Right.
And then telling her daughter to do simple steps like, hey, honey, put your shoes on, let's go. And then turning around, the shoes aren't on. And it was not, she was having a hard time dealing with that.
Sure.
And she was in the parking lot at a vet center on the phone, trying to get a counselor on the phone for like an hour because she was thinking about suicide. And that touched my heart so much. My kids at the time were like 5 and 6. So I had little ones, you know, and it made me realize how we have this issue here with our veterans coming back and trying to get into civilian life and just the struggles that they're dealing with. It's a lot more than just their time they're serving over there, right? So that really sparked that inside, and really just something that I could do to give back, and started growing that Houses of Honor group, and it grew to what it is today, which is amazing. So we have some really cool people
That's awesome.
That are in the group.
Awesome. Yeah.
And this is an annual event. Are there other things that you do throughout the year? I mean, or do you start on next year's event tomorrow?
We always say we're going to do that right away at the beginning of the year, and things happen, and we're always struggling at the end, right? But this year in August, Houses of Honor receive their nonprofit status. Mm-hmm. So it's going to open it up for us to raise funds throughout the year, because what we were doing prior to this event was we were raising funds for the organizations and using their 501c3s,
sure,
right? But now we raise funds for Houses of Honor, and we're donating those funds back to the two recipients this year.
Can I ask you how long it took you to get that? Because I've heard horror stories. It can take like years now to get one.
It just took a little while. I got hooked up with a great guy over at Millhouse Accounting. Mike, he's amazing over there. So Bob Yonke, I don't know if you know Bob from Top Hat Marketing. He's really into the community and nonprofits and stuff.
Okay,
he got
great.
Me connected with him, but it was awesome. So it's going to enable us to give back to all community heroes, getting that status throughout the year, helping police officers. We do baskets usually at the beginning of the year and just say thank you to them. Firefighters, teachers, you know, doing school supply drives and things they need. Medical professionals. In May, we did a cheesecakes for healthcare workers, and we let Facebook tell us who their favorite healthcare worker was. And then we picked 10 of them and we delivered cheesecakes, awesome cheesecakes we tried yesterday.
Oh, I got blueberry cheesecake yesterday.
So good.
I don't know
so
how
good.
I put on 4 pounds.
Oh my God, I ate like 5 of them last night before I went to
bed. Oh my gosh, was that delicious.
That and a bottle of gin. I can't imagine that.
It was awesome.
I hate gin. Don't say gin.
That's because I like it. That's it.
So yeah, it's going to enable us to give back to those other, you know, community heroes throughout the year, which is awesome. And then our Houses of Honor program is actually made up of about 50 different businesses that provide their services at a discount to community heroes all year long, every day. So we want people to check out our website because we want to help and we want to give back by providing those services and helping people save money. We're providing the services at a discount. So
good for you.
Everyone needs to save a dollar these days, right?
And your real job is?
I'm in the mortgage business. So yeah, I make that dream of homeownership come true for people. It's amazing.
Okay, nice pitch.
Love it.
You know, Kathy, meeting some of those veterans out there, though, I mean, and we talked a little bit about the older veterans. Like, we were telling us, who was like, oh, you know, it's with Joe Alec, and he used to be in Kewaunee. And he talked about that era of World War II veterans. What a wonderful group that was back in the day. And like your dad's age, people now and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember I wanted to do an interview with this guy that's a World War I veteran. He was 106 years old. Okay. But he was in the parade for the Luxembourg parade. So me and Murphy were doing the parade. And I told Joe, I said, hey, as soon as it's over, I want to come and just shake that guy's hand. Just want to hear a little bit about World War I and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So I go to where we're going to meet and they're not there. And it's like, oh no, what happened? What happened? And Joe was a World War II vet, so he wasn't young. And say, oh, my gosh. So I called. As soon as I got home, I called Joe. I go, Joe, John Minow. Hey, John, how are you? Uh-huh. Like, good. Joe, is everything okay? Yeah, why? I said, well, we thought we were going to meet. I was going to meet Joe. He goes, yeah, or Art, rather. He goes, yeah, he said, let's blow that off. He said, let's go have some cheeseburgers and beers in the beer tent. At 105.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
That's
and we
so
were talking
awesome.
That. They were such a great group of men. They just were.
Well, last year was the first year we got the event started after COVID and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were able to honor a World War II veteran, Harvey, at the event.
Nice.
He came last year. We at halftime, we were able to give him a plaque, a sign that Lena Sign Company makes that says Proud Military Veteran. And so we thought we're gonna do that annually. We're gonna find a veteran and we just pray about it. And you know, something comes into our
great.
We're like, okay, this is the one we're gonna honor. And this year we honored Michael Corpus.
Oh sure,
Yep. So he's a Marine vet.
Yep.
And so that was really, and he gives back so much, you know. And like I was saying, how Jake was telling me from DC Farms, you know, like, veterans do not stop serving once they are discharged, you know, and that Mike is a great example of that. And he keeps giving, does the Pearly Gate stuff, you know, and so it was really nice to honor him. And I made it through that speech. It was a little tough because Mike's a personal friend.
Yeah, you were struggling a little
Kevin
bit.
Kevin and I just love
stuck
him.
Stuck with it, though. Speaking of that, I've got a friend. His funeral is today, 100 years old, World War II veteran.
Sorry.
Yeah,
oh, Arden. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a great party. You know, celebration, I mean. Not party.
Absolutely.
Great celebration to celebrate his life.
No question.
Because how awesome is that?
Yep, no question.
You got to find that. People talk about how there's maybe the respect that the military deserves, but don't you think it's pretty good here in this community? I always felt that because, like John, I went to a lot of events and went to a lot of schools, and I think people in this community really appreciate the veterans.
I agree.
I think it's a lot better than it was when I started in this. So in 2016, I will remember that, well, it would have been 17, our second party we had at the distillery, a lot of veterans came up, Vietnam veterans,
right,
and said, hey, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is awesome that you're getting this party together, because there wasn't a lot of that going on. But since that...
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Northern Mayor here in a good-looking Monday morning. Packers with that big win coming up last night. And, of course, a huge game coming up this week with the Detroit Lions. That's, talk about, you know, a mid-season game that you can really get excited about. That's it.
And what's cool for us being downtown at the radio station is a lot of people come and visit. And there's a lot of blue jerseys because they like to come down, take a picture in front of the statues, in front of the I Love Cheese. I Love Green Bay with the cheese and on the city deck. And so we go out and talk to them.
But, you know, somebody, who was I talking to that we've had on, said that's the nicest studio I've ever been in.
Oh yeah, a lot of people
talk about
that.
This one.
I mean, it's very nice.
Yeah,
how about Civic Media? They haven't missed a thing. You know, everything about it. Green room,
awesome.
Showers, everything. It's just very, very cool.
Nice.
All top.
We haven't actually used the showers yet.
State of the art equipment.
Todd, have you used the showers?
I have not.
No. Nick, did you use the showers? No.
Yeah, no. She says no.
So, Kathy,
but that guy we see every morning would like to.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy. Hey, one other thing I want to say. You're talking about how it's better.
Okay? Yes.
We started doing the breakfast at Duck Creek VFW, I want to say 1999.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. So this might be our 25th year. Mm-hmm. And huge crowds. I mean, fantastic crowds. And it was mainly World War II veterans that would come and all their families and everything. And we're going to be having that again this year. But it's amazing how many other places then, free breakfast for the veterans, free whatever.
Right.
So, just from that time span, mm-hmm. Up through now is pretty incredible.
It is. The awareness has grown. The support, the community, I think it's just amazing. We still have a long way to go. You know, I think we can still improve in that, but it's so much better, like you said, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that, that come around and that exposure for
you
them.
You know who helped lead the way? The Vietnam vets.
Yes.
Because the Vietnam vets were adamant. These kids that are getting sent over there, when they come home, they're going to be welcomed home with open arms because
they didn't have that group
kind of took over for the World War II. Because the World War II guys, I will say this, I can just picture your uncles or your family. They didn't pass up an opportunity to go to the club and pound a few back or socialize and a lot of social events with the VFWs. Uh-huh. And that was because that was their thing, because the Vietnam vets didn't really feel welcome a lot of times going to those things. So the Vietnam vets picked up that mantle now for all younger vets and future vets. And there were so many Vietnam vets at your thing yesterday. It was incredible.
Yeah, there was. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We were talking about the needs, and they're great. And there's so many, education, there's the suicide's an issue, but there's no reason why one of our veterans should be homeless, and I'm so glad that was one of your choices is to give to housing.
Mm-hmm.
You just look at this country, it's like crazy that we would have, not that no one should be homeless, but I mean.
Right. Our veterans, homeless. That's sad.
You've dealt with
so
them though.
Sad. Oh, yeah.
And I've dealt with them when I was at the village in Appleton and sitting and talking with some of those, it's with a lot of those guys, and that wasn't a homeless facility, but it was to alleviate homeless, but what I'm saying is when you really sat and talked with those guys, and sometimes it would take 4, 5, 6 for them to really open up.
To really talk,
And it's amazing how there was everything was okay, and like one thing went out of whack, out of kilter, and I'm not trying to mean like, but maybe the wife left him or the whatever, or his job, he didn't get his job back. One thing, what a domino effect it can be to lead somebody to a really bad spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not just veterans. I mean, that's life.
Well, it's anybody.
I mean,
but the vets I dealt with some of the, in that way. It's,
and I
mean, they had good records coming out of the service.
Yeah,
there was a sergeant, it's like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they had more decisions being made for them than other people.
Absolutely.
And
every decision was made for them, basically.
Well, and they're trained to be soldiers. They're trained to be... There's no emotion in that, right?
Right.
They have a job to do. They need to do it, right?
At
and they
time,
come home.
This way, this, and then it's wide open.
And then it's, they're not opening up. They're not talking to their family, talking to their wives or husbands or whatever. And the mental illness awareness is awesome these days. I mean, that has really grown too.
Absolutely.
So I think that along with the need our veterans have has really come a long way in the last 20 years. And I think it's good to see that we're helping our veterans more with housing and counseling and things like that they need. But Joe Olick, he's amazing. He was the one I always go to and say, hey, what is the biggest need for veterans in the county right now? And then I try to work with those organizations and get them to the event. So really want to focus on those needs and make sure we're getting those organizations.
I asked him what his thing was again last night. If you want to know, go to Joe.
Yeah, he likes that.
He's got the golden ticket. Yeah.
No, he's great though. But they are giving veterans so much more support now than they used to.
Yeah.
But one breaks my heart. I'd give anything to know whatever happened to this one guy, a friend of mine. He'd been wounded, and he came back and had him at a Packer game, and we did a fundraiser because he lost part of a leg and for his truck, nothing made. But anyway, bottom line, he was there with his wife and his kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all set to go to NWTC, got accepted like welding or something like that. And so super excited.
Uh-huh.
And about 2 weeks later, he called me and wanted to know if I knew of any full-time jobs anyplace. I said, well, I thought you were going to school full-time. Knock that out right away. He goes, yeah, well, you know, my, and I'm not going to say names or anything, but you know, my wife, I said, yeah, lovely lady, you know, blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah, it turns out she hadn't made any truck payments. They were going to, if we didn't have kids, they were going to turn off the heat or electricity or something or what. And then she left them for another guy. Here, this, instead of going to school, now he's stuck with, and I think she left the kids with, I
and
mean,
the kids
it was like the most tragic.
I never heard back.
And I have, it's like, what could have happened to this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, everything seemed great. Okay, he was wounded, but he's back. He was support. He's going to school. And then
wounded
and then,
veteran.
Then just boom, 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 boom. Just
domino
kept getting
effect.
Worse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, and there, the,
and I wish you could say it's the only story I heard like that.
Yeah. So I think the biggest struggle is to, is for the veterans to actually be able to talk about it and ask for help. And that's very hard for them.
Absolutely.
You know, and we need to make sure that we're telling them, you know, talk to people.
Absolutely.
And I think having all those veterans in the room yesterday, hopefully open, you know, made them feel comfortable to open up maybe and talk about something.
Absolutely.
And walk up to those veteran tables and maybe ask for help or get a number or something like that, you know.
There would never be a more welcoming, safe place than your place yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That was cool.
And we did have a couple firearms, so in case anything happened.
Oh, I believe that.
They weren't loaded. Just kidding.
I want to win that Savage.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
I see there's so many things that are available that have to be connected to, but I think one of them is education. We've had that lady down from UWGB. Name slips.
She's
Nicole's
on.
Nicole. Nicole Stockman.
She's on this week, in fact.
Oh, great. Yep. And then TC, I teach over there, and many times have veterans in my class, and you just... You know, it's a new world.
Education.
I understand that it's not the same as you were in, but this is a pretty good place to live. But you got to work at it and make that adjustment, and that's difficult. And it's so great
that's
that
what
we
you're
have
doing.
Right, that's you're bringing
Thank
the resources
you
in.
So, Kathy Kolbeck, salute to service. Let us know when you announce the winners
for
or the
sure.
recipients, I should say, not the winners. Congratulations on putting together just a phenomenal event.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for what you do.
Thanks.
Quick break. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor and Nikki wandering around. Hello, Nikki.
Good morning.
Not talking to you.
Why?
I invited you to a very cool event yesterday, and you're like, oh, I can't. I have to wash my hair.
So the one, apparently, this is historic.
I don't believe you said that.
I was the one woman who has kindly refused an
Kathy
invitation.
Kathy just said that, didn't she? Kathy
she did.
Said that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I am so sorry.
But, well,
you know,
your hair
if,
looks nice.
If you... Thanks, Jim.
Hey, don't laugh. That used to be a legitimate
it was.
Excuse they would use.
For real.
Yeah. Oh, for dead.
Back in the 60s.
No, Todd, you're
no,
too
I'm
young.
Too young, but I remember seeing it on the old TV show.
My sisters, I can visualize my sisters on the phone. Because it's one of those things back in those days, well, at least I grew up in Jim. I'm sure you did too. Well, no, you probably didn't. You probably had more than one phone in your house, or no?
They had the party line.
Oh, yeah,
no,
we had the party line.
More phones, but it's just one line, I think.
But you had more than one phone.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We had one phone. So the problem is it was like in the kitchen.
And
so
everybody.
There was zero privacy. Zero privacy.
Oh, no. Yeah, we had, okay. And, right, but I can't go, I got to wash my hair.
That was their excuse.
My hair. Yeah, no.
Because they used to have those big old hair dryers that would take them like 3 hours to dry.
Yeah.
With the curlers.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I actually used to use that to straighten my hair at times.
I believe that.
The big old.
Really?
Yeah.
For volume?
Never.
Mm-hmm.
No, just to make it, I'd wet it, you'd wash it, get wet it. Mm-hmm. And it was so curly, and that wasn't in the style back then.
Oh.
So I'd put the big dryer thing on.
That was the cross you had to bear?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a poor thing.
That wasn't the way to do it. You could have put gel on. And
there was no gel in those
wrap
days.
It.
There was
with...
Brill cream, and that was Vitalis and Brill cream.
VO5, maybe?
VO5! Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the hot oil. So here's what we need to do. We need to find out what Mr. Mayer's signature scent.
Oh, I. You know what?
I found.
I found one of mine. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
They were talking
find your
about
favorite cologne. Colognes. We're talking about colognes. And women like.
Like back in your heyday.
Old English, brute. Yeah.
Brute.
Old English, I'd say.
There you
old
go.
Old English.
Did you say that?
English English leather, right?
English, that's right.
English, yeah.
English leather. I mean,
that,
I can picture the bottle.
What do we have on this?
English leather.
That
English everybody wore
I brought it up because I remember somebody wearing it in my family.
Totally.
Nobody, yeah.
That's what we had.
Oh, I know. Dennis. Dennis talked about it. What they used to wear, too.
Dracar.
Yep. But I think Dennis's group was the last one with the Brute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then he told the green bottle?
Doritos story. Did you hear that?
No,
maybe that was during a break. Yeah.
Kathy just said... Jovan Musk.
Jovan Musk.
Jovan Musk.
Is that what you were talking about?
Well, when I was in high school, the thing for the girls was musk oil. Wasn't it?
But musk oil sounds like something that you use for hunting or fishing or
something. But I think
something.
That's what it was called.
But Jovan Musk is probably what you were thinking of.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Or Touche Moi.
So I wouldn't turn them on when I say, hey, I bought you a bottle of musk oil.
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
I mean, maybe... A very specific kind of gal. Those Nagani gals.
We just got a text in from Mary. She was very concerned about you on Friday, Jim, because you had the girl use your car on Thursday for her
driver's
test, and then you didn't show up. So Mary's like, was there an accident?
That's why I asked you today. Did you get your car back?
Yeah.
So she wants to know if your friend passed her driving test.
No, she didn't. I felt really bad for her.
Did she have to parallel park?
No, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't do
did
it.
You know that?
No.
We mentioned that. Some people
didn't know that. So she told me, look, we got to go. For a number of reasons, she couldn't use her family car. And I'm like, well, that's fine. You can use my car. And I sent this to Todd. Asked me Saturday morning. He goes, did she pass? And I take a little bit of responsibility. So we're driving, and I took her
a little bit. If you're the instructor,
but no, I didn't really teach her how to drive it. It's just one night before to show her, you know, the car. And I'm like, look, because she's driving, she's a good driver, and speed limit and signal and this how you do that. And she's kind of looking around. I said, hey, look, these mirrors, they light up when someone comes in your blind spot. You know, they flash orange. So, oh, cool. And the way she took her test, and then she failed, and they're like, you didn't look around enough. Just too many mirrors, not looking around enough. So
she was reliant on the technology.
Too many. Hmm. Too many. Yeah, it just said you didn't do enough. They call it head checks.
Yep.
Huh. Didn't do enough head. Because I read it. She gave that to me. And I'm like, oh, it's too bad. So
I also failed my first driver's test.
Yeah, I put that one on you.
Not really.
Yeah.
You shouldn't because
it was more fun if we do though.
Yeah.
It was a different car, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
and I'm like,
gotcha.
Look. I said, look, you don't have to worry as much. I didn't say don't do head checks anymore. I said, you don't have to worry as much because it flash orange if something's coming up on your blind side. But I felt really bad for her. So she's on a waiting. Now they're full till like December, which is awful. But she's on a waiting list. And I said, look, I have to ask Todd. I said, as soon as you get a call, I said, you call me and I will come over and pick you up. And because she works at a homeless shelter. I'll pick you up and we'll get that thing passed. So anyway, yes, thank you for asking. She's just a great. Yeah, she's only 19.
Is she bummed out?
She is.
Yes, it's
she
completely
is.
Deflating.
I'm still shocked that they don't have driver's ed in school anymore.
Well, because they need they need that hour for other curriculum.
But we always had it in the summer.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
we did too.
We did it. And it's always the coaches. It was the coaches in the summer.
Your football guy. Come on, Maya.
Absolutely. Jack. All those guys were special drivers and teachers.
Both.
That was maybe a Freudian slip for you.
You know, one thing, though, with her, okay, how does she practice if she doesn't have a car?
I just want to say that it was a fluke that her dad couldn't do that. He lives like 45 minutes away and couldn't do it.
Okay.
So then she called and she's like, my dad can't do it. I'm like, look, I'll take it.
You know, I got to be honest with you. The other night, I went to Herbert's and Gerbert's here. I bought lunch for the TV crew for that night. I always do that once a week. And I was running late, so I didn't just run. And there was one parking space on Washington. And the two were, and I got halfway through and I'm like, here I was today joking about watching people parallel park. And I just failed. I pulled out. I went all the way down around the block the other way.
Because
there were cars behind me then, and they're watching, and whatever. And it's like, nope,
well,
Unveiling.
Yeah, well, parallel parking takes up a lot of room, so there's a lot more angle parking, which you can obviously put more cars in if you do angle parking, but then the street's got to be wide enough to do that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they don't do parallel parking anymore. And roundabout she was great with. It's just you stay in your lane, but, yeah, there's no reason why she didn't pass. I was like, come on.
Well, our oldest son was part of that COVID class that he didn't even have to take a driver's test.
That's what Donna said to me. She says,
really?
Yeah. Just signed. It yes. was. If you passed your driver's ed course,
yeah.
you did not have to take a road test at the DMV.
Yeah.
So that was really
odd. Incredible.
Yeah. That was crazy.
That was during COVID. Donna said that to me. She goes, why does she have to take a test?
Yes.
They went back to taking tests.
I think not even too long ago. Right. I mean, it just came back.
Yeah. And she's, well, whatever. She'll pass next time. I guarantee it. But I felt bad. Anyway, I don't take any responsibility for that. I just said, look, I just want to let you know it's a different car. And I just explained it to her. I didn't say don't stop doing head checks. You always got to do that. But I didn't say that either. Anyway, she's going to pass next time.
She will. She will.
We're going to have a party.
Second time. All right. It's a charm. I also failed my first.
That's
because I did not yield the right of way at an uncontrolled intersection.
Yeah, those are ridiculous. Why do they have
those? That's a good rule, man.
No. That's a good rule. I understand. Why do they have uncontrolled intersections?
Well, or stop residential
every time.
Areas.
You don't need that.
But
I mean,
you guys,
the money is putting up signs, yields. No.
It was in a residential neighborhood.
Drive slow.
Manitowoc has some of those.
Yes.
Around 10th Street and 8th Street.
We have a lot of them.
Green Bay?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of them.
I can't think of one in Green Bay.
What is the rule, John?
Where's there one in Green Bay? The
yield,
the guy on the right?
No. Yield to the driver on the left.
No.
Yes.
Right, no. The right away. That's why it's called the right away. The person on the right has the right away.
Nikki?
If you go up. That's why she failed. No.
Well, you're talking about a roundabout? Are you talking roundabout?
No, I'm talking about
uncontrolled intersections, which are the dumbest things ever, but go ahead.
So you go up to an intersection and there's no signage and you both get there at the same time, the person to the right, to your right.
No. The person to your left, because if they go through it, they're going to directly impact you on the driver's side.
Right, they would. That's true.
I have the answer.
Okay, thank you.
You guys ready for this?
I'm right.
Here are rules for uncontrolled intersections. Slow down, check for other vehicles. The first vehicle to arrive at the intersection has the right of way. Mm-hmm. If two vehicles arrive at the same time, the driver on the right has the right of way.
Why would they call it the right of way?
No wonder you've been in so many accidents. Wow. Wow.
When you come to an intersection and you always look left, then you look right, and you look left again.
But that was how the instructor even explained it to me.
No, you didn't. No, he didn't. He's right about whoever gets there first.
No, he didn't. I know him.
That's universal. That's universal to the right of way.
But not on roundabouts.
Then you yield to the left.
That is true.
That is true. On roundabouts, it's to the left.
And I am a DePere resident in which we are over-saturated.
But here's the thing with the roundabouts.
That is true. That's a good point.
Okay, here's the thing with the uncontrolled intersections. Okay, that's all well and good if you know this is an uncontrolled intersection I go through every day. But if you're from out of town, you're not sitting there thinking, oh, I better look to my left and look to my right to see if there's stop signs there.
Yeah, but that's uncontrolled. Just take Eliza Jackson, right? Astor Park. You walk through that all the time. You know, not every intersection has this.
Amanda?
I live on a corner house at an uncontrolled intersection.
And?
It doesn't matter if you've lived there or if you don't. I've lived there 5 years. There have been 6 accidents at that same corner.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd.
Well, 4 more, they'll put in a stop sign. Or if someone gets killed, or 4 more, they'll put in a stop sign. You know how they do that?
Crazy. I agree.
Like the DOT is like, well, no, they're not serious enough accidents. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
But I'd
still like to know who determines where they put up a deer sign. Because you travel from here to Marquette, Michigan, and it's deer all the way. Where and why do they determine? Well, we saw one run across here sometime.
Yeah, that's true. Where, I don't know.
What's the rationale?
I don't know. That's a good question. Who
determines? On tomorrow's show, the Department of Transportation. There's all of our traffic questions answered.
It's all data that drives those. The stop signs, the signalized intersections. I'm having this party at the Northland, and it's to celebrate the Northland's 100-year anniversary. This has a little bit to do with what we're talking about. And the mayor back in 1924, his claim to fame, first signalized intersection with electric
lights. Really?
Yeah. And I wish he would have stopped there because now we have like 110 yes. of them. And I just, they're not synchronized. But anyway, no.
Is there going to be a character actor for him?
No, not for him. The Dang. Other three. But Todd makes a good point that you get to this uncontrolled thing. The person gets her first totally.
Sure. Right, that does make sense.
Same time, you look to the person to the right and you can kind of wave them in. But yeah, no, it's like, wow, I can't believe. You must have just got hung up on the roundabout thing when you're teaching your kid that you look left. I mean, I think that's where that came from because.
I can't get left. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. Nothing.
I saw it.
Oh, yay! We quoted a movie that Jim has seen. Yeah. It's happened. No bell?
Anyway, no, that's fine.
Thank you.
What are you doing with that tree?
Thank you.
What are you going to do with that tree?
Bend over. I'll show you.
I wasn't talking to you.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd?
You want to say that to him all the time, don't you?
Do you know? Oh, gosh.
I have no idea.
Just any time I refer to him.
Christmas Vacation?
I didn't see it. I just saw the clip of that Big Ben thing.
Oh.
I didn't like see it.
Oh.
But I still thought it was funny.
Jinx. I thought we had street cred for the mayor.
I relayed on a movie. All right, no, fine.
Chevy Chase is in your wheelhouse.
No, so I got to ask your predictions on the World Series.
It's back in New York.
Yeah.
I think New York will at least win a game.
Yeah.
If not two.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners, I think this is important. Nikki's husband, which, you know, in Wisconsin law, everything your husband owns, you own too. So they are part owners of the Timber Rattlers. So she's got two boys, and you really know baseball.
I love baseball.
You love baseball. Well, that's another reason.
It's pretty passionate.
Right. Yep. So the Dodgers and the Yankees are in this World Series.
Nice.
The Dodgers are two up.
I just want to go back.
Read this. I haven't watched a game.
Just so for knowing Nikki, Nikki was really, really involved with baseball way before she was part owner of the Timber Rattlers.
I was just going to ask.
Cool. Yeah, it was not
was
like
it the relationship.
Oh, no. Yep, I played. I'd been a lifelong fan.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, our family itself was huge into baseball. Like my grandpa umpired.
Oh, wow.
And,
all right, so this is, you just happened to buy the team later on.
How was the Bucks game?
I didn't end up going.
Oh, you didn't go?
I didn't end up going. All nope. Right. I gave my ticket.
I took my daughter to Sturgeon Bay when she failed here. Have her try another location.
That's what Donna said.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we might do that. That's a good. Thanks for that tip, but yes. That's a really, really good idea. I think we're going to do that because we can't wait another month. I mean, she needs her license.
It's December?
So. Anyway, yeah, right.
All right, we're going to start a break. Back up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Wrapping up here on Mano and the Mayor and a good-looking day. 39 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. What did Brittany say it was going to be?
78.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow. That's some amazing. Tell you what, that was when it was fun practicing football, when it was nice weather later, because normally it would be just miserable. And we didn't have like an indoor facility or anything. And you'd be out there in that slop.
Yeah.
And
man, you take advantage of this. I just, because it's going to come to an end. We all know that. So it's.
Well, know. I'll tell you what. I know what's Todd's. I know they need the rain, like I said, in the UP and everything. But what I'm saying is, too, though, you made a point, and I never even thought of it, when you said we should publicize our weather more than we should for tourism.
More than we do, right.
Anybody that has come to Green Bay for a Packer game this month has to walk away and say, holy crap.
Frozen tundra.
Yeah.
And it's great weather. And I wish we would do more of that with the chamber because people don't like it when it's too hot either.
Right.
I mean, everybody talks about, you know, the cold, but people don't like it when it's, you know, humid and hot and stays and you got to stay in the house because there's air conditioning. I mean, when's the last time the weather was so inclement you couldn't go outside? Like, never. I mean, except rain.
Well, you know, I was reading an article last night about something in real estate, and for some reason, Idaho has become a real popular. A lot of people moving to Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
So this lady, they were moving, husband was a cop and whatever from California to Caldwell, Idaho, right outside of Boise. I've been there a million times, or not, but I lived there. It was really nice. But she said they moved after 2 years. She said the smoke from the California fires were so bad that you had to wear like masks a lot of time if you want to go camping or something. You know, the reason you move there to go do outdoor stuff,
right?
The air is so bad out there from all those fires. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they didn't move. So it's one of those things you always hear about some place being cool. Oh man, that'd be such a great place to go. So, and you know, once you're there, you realize it's not as cool.
No.
But I just, I think you're kind of right there about the,
I love
if this is the new norm for weather in Wisconsin, it's tough to beat.
It is. And like you said, and how great it is when we get, you know, 50,000 tourists in town for a game and it's like perfect.
It's like one of my buddies yesterday, he went down to a wedding in Florida and they got, by the time he was in Kissimmee, I think.
Yeah,
so it's more inland or whatever. So it was only a one when it hit, but he was at like his mother-in-law's house or his mom's house or whatever, and they wrote it out. And it didn't seem so bad, but he said for the next week, that's all he was doing was cleaning up debris from all over and all over. And he said, we were only where it was a one, and we wrote it out, he said. So you could imagine, you know, what it was like in some of those other places.
Right. You know, and then, snakes. Ugh. I just don't know. Florida, I know that. I like Florida, but not, I would never live there. It's just, I love it here. That's where I'm staying.
Well, Todd, you know where I want to go live? And say no.
Off the grid?
Mississippi.
No, man, you would not like it.
I know. I've always wanted to
humid.
Spend time in Mississippi. Isn't that crazy?
No dentists.
I'd like to go to like a roadside bar, a honky tonk, and just sit and talk with the guys. And that's my dream.
The minute you open your mouth and they knew you were from the north,
yeah,
you ain't from around this part, is you?
Oh, man.
There's just something about the Mississippi, the deep south that but I've never been there. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where I think I would love it.
I thought I would love it too. Because, you see the movies and you see the hospitality.
Absolutely.
And, we're going to go sit on the veranda and have a mint julep. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
That's really more Georgia, though, I think. We're at the Southern hospitality. Mississippi, I don't know. The only people I know from Mississippi are...
people we were talking about earlier, off the air.
Those people.
All right. But that would be mine.
But I would go down, if I was in Mississippi, I would head down to Biloxi, down on the water. That's cool. I would live like...
Take a little bit of a drive, go down to Pensacola, Florida. Yep. That's where you want to hang out.
That's where I'd be.
All right. Well, you have your dreams. I've got my dreams. I'm going to live in a trailer in Mississippi.
You got a good start.
I don't know. We'll see. But I bet it's going to be interesting to see how many Packer people have already sold their tickets. Because if they haven't, hang on to them now. Because they're just skyrocketing for this game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. It'll be a fun weekend. I mean, it's exciting. It's only Monday, but...
saying it's like we always want, to be as much green or whatever in the stadium as we can. And they're having those throwback uniforms this week, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Those real throwback ones. But I got a feeling it's going to be a sea of blue. Because I got a feeling people early in the year thought, that's not going to be that big of a game rid of them.
If they win this game, the Lions...
If who wins the game?
The Lions. They're going to be...
Yeah.
I mean, they're not doing it with mirrors. They're not doing smoke and mirrors. They're just beating up on people.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
I got to tell you, though,
I think the better team is going to win. I really would do it. It's not going to be like a fluke or anything. I really think that they're both going to play
well.
Really
the Jordan good. Love thing could be, well.
That's true.
I saw this morning something came out where they still have to do some more testing today, but they don't believe it's going to be a long-term injury.
No, okay.
Right.
Because as you said, Mino, it could be bad.
This time of year, you get something like that, it could be really bad. If you just keep tweaking it, and then you don't heal up.
That would happen to you?
But they're...
Kept tweaking
Let me tell you something.
Just number two quarterback
I got to finish this.
Good.
They told me, it was a state law that after you've had a surgery, you had to sit out a month of football. Okay?
Okay.
There was no state law.
This was Michigan. It was a state law. One of our guys, 2 weeks after I set out two games, the third game I was playing. They didn't announce it. I was playing because one of our guys got a concussion, and I played after 3 weeks with an injury that the doctor, the surgeon who went to like Harvard, he said the only pain worse than this is childbirth.
Yeah,
that's what you're experiencing.
858.
Was it really that painful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you know?
It happened to me. I don't even like to talk, but I get flashbacks. I could show you my scar. I'll show you a scar.
You're gonna get a flashback from some of the women on the phone to HR right now.
I got one of those old fashioned scars right there.
I think your wife's on the line.
All right, just saying. All right, we gotta go. Look at the time already. Getting it started here in Victory Monday. Mind of the Mayor. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.